You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Candace Olson. She is the founder and spokesperson for Project Saluting Freedom. This is a benefit to build the Veterans 9/11 Global War on Terrorism Memorial in Tuolumne City. Good morning, Candace.
Hi.
The benefit, it's going to take place next month, February 22nd, at the Sonora Opera Hall. What will the evening consist of?
It's going to be a dinner fundraiser. It's kind of like a dinner and dance, and it includes a live and silent auction, and the band Left of Center is coming to play.
Who's donating the food?
Tim McEwen from the Sierra's Table is doing all the cooking. It's really going to be great.
So there's going to be dinner, there's going to be music, dancing, live and silent auction?
Yes, we have some really, really cool items in there too.
It's a benefit to build the Veterans 9/11 Global War on Terrorism Memorial. I remember when the supervisors approved this, what feels like a couple of years ago. Tell us about this.
It was approved almost 3 years ago now in 2016, and it's a really cool memorial. It's more of an amphitheater, so it can get community involvement and people can be able to use it on kind of a lot of different services like 4th of July and Labor Day, and hopefully they are hoping to get it done by September 11th this year and unveil it.
Have they even started this yet?
No, the construction hasn't begun yet, but hopefully if we meet our goal by the end of my project, we will be able to start building and get it completed.
How much support have you had along the way?
There's a lot of community support. It's really cool to see all the smaller local businesses come in and really show that they care about their community and do their part in this. There's a lot of sponsors and there's a lot of businesses that have donated a lot of different items.
And I know Frank Smart and Aaron Rasmussen helped to start this project. Have they been helping you along the way with this benefit?
Yeah, they have. They're almost kind of like my mentors in this project too, where Frank Smart has built a lot of different memorials. So he's done really good with this and he's given me some good advice. And it's really amazing to see Aaron's point of view on it since he was a veteran during 9/11. It's kind of cool to see all of them and how much they care about it. And they've been a really big help in this.
And speaking of mentors, you have several mentors working with you as well.
Yeah, I do. Ron Hamilton is a big part in this. He is a pro at putting on fundraisers. He knows everything about them. So he's really showed me a lot and helped a lot on what to do. And then also Brett Taylor from Taylor Masonry. He's helped me a lot. He's helped me kind of teach me how to communicate with different businesses and how to reach out and talk to people. And he's really great help.
So I've got to ask you, why is this near and dear to your heart?
Well, I was just a baby when 9/11 happened, so I wasn't quite able to see it all. But I have a lot of family members that were veterans, and my grandpa was a veteran during the Korean War. He was actually shot down twice. He was in the Air Force. And then two of my uncles were both in the Navy, and my other uncle was in the Marines, and he actually died in the Marines, so I never got to meet him. But there's a lot of family members that have served, and it's really important that we honor our veterans.
Tell us about tickets.
So tickets are going to be $50 a piece, and they include everything. They include dinner, auction, dance, everything during the evening is included in the tickets.
And I've heard the ticket sales have been going pretty fast.
Yeah, so there's only a certain amount of people that we can put in the Opera Hall, and we have sold, I think, 220 tickets so far, so we only have 80 left.
So just a few tickets available. Once the dinner is sold out, or if a person cannot attend on February 22nd, is there a place for donations for this benefit?
Yeah, anyone that's interested in donating can go ahead and go over to the Sonora Area Foundation, or they can also go online to the Sonora Area Foundation and make any donations they'd like.
And with the limited amount of tickets that are still left, where would a person be able to buy those?
You can either email me at projectsalutingfreedom@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and stop by the Sonora Trading Post off of Washington Street or the Station Salon in Tuolumne.
And t-shirts are also available.
Yes, we went ahead and we made some t-shirts. We still have a lot available, and we're selling those for $15 a piece.
And you're a high school student. What school?
I'm a senior at Somerville this year.
Are you student body president?
Yes, I am. I'm student body president.
This is making a lot of sense now, Candace. Well, congratulations. And you have a lot of support in this community from every age group. It is a benefit to build the Veterans 9/11 Global War on Terrorism Memorial in Tuolumne City. Candace Olson is the founder and spokesperson for Project Saluting Freedom. We will see you February 22nd. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you.